is basically reminding you that the salt from your tears is more valuable than diamonds, gold, and rubies. And so we started off there, and it's very significant.
Yes.
Because this allows you to save yourself. Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, if you didn't, then go to Psalms 56:8.
Psalms 56:8. A moment. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?
Go to the next one.
When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me.
Mm-hmm. The impertinent references here. They're stored. They're very valuable. They're precious.
Yeah, you started off with tears with Leon.
And Leon don't even know what planet he is on. So that's pretty fun. We thought with Leon, he has no, literally, he has no clue. He burned up. He burned up. It's fun. Now, we like that. We ain't mad. We fuck with everybody. We love everybody. Well, still.
Yeah.
All they have to do, hey, Bert, all they got to do is steal. We'll love it. We're not a fighter. They just got to be steal. We'll love them. Just be steal. Yeah. Got to be steal.
Yeah, and just to turn back a little bit, you said that some people take you for granted. Did you say that earlier?
They do. Yes, they do. We do. And we're soft about it. And we even take shit, which we shouldn't take shit. But it won't be long that we're not going to take shit. There's going to be ramifications for things. Soon. Soon and very soon, you are going to see the soon.
Okay, I
soon and very soon.
One more question. Quite interesting. You were speaking with Linda last week, and I've got
we love Linda. She's got composition books. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. I hear her sometimes turning the pages. But anyway, I got to listen to that. China. Remember that. But anyway.
Okay. Daniel 1. That 1 Samuel 4:14, 2 Samuel 13:19, Job 39:7. Guineabill ain't gone to bed yet, but Psalm 69:3, Proverbs 19:18, Proverbs 30:15, Isaiah 22:5, Isaiah 24:11, Isaiah 65:19, Jeremiah 48:3. Zechariah 4:7, Malachi 2:13, Matthew 3:3, Matthew 9:27, Matthew 21:15, Mark 1:3, Mark 5:5, Mark 15:8, Luke 3:4, Luke 4:41, John 1:23, Acts 8:7, Acts 14:14. Acts 17:6, Acts 21:28, Acts 21:36, Acts 25:24, Galatians 4:6, Hebrews 5:4, Revelations 14:15, Revelations 21:4.
Thank you for that. That's your quarterly biblical homework assignment. Can you give the subject and that references? Can you give the subject?
Tears.
Okay.
Tears.
Okay. Great, great.
17 books of tears.
17 books of tears. Okay, Ian, when you were speaking with Linda, you were speaking about bringing people back for the dead and they won't be themselves. And in passing, you mentioned Ricks and Gracie.
Uh-huh.
And Ricks and Gracie is a jiu-jitsu mixed martial artist. Is there a reason why you brought him up?
He brings. You know him well. Tell us what you know about him.
He's like one of the top fighters from the famous
Gracie
family. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because he knew, he understood the yin-yang balance of the body.
Yes.
You almost know that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You almost know that, Bert. But you know it from a different level. See, he knew it from the outside in. You know it from the inside out. Do you understand what you're saying? Yes, you have no clue what you're talking about. Do you understand that your place of power comes from something that you've embraced? But if it's outside of your embraced position, it potentially is a non sequitur until it's abrogated into your vernacular, sometimes in limine. But then you will let that lay until the seed dies and sprouts and becomes real into your life.
Mm.
You see? So that's the difference between you and Ricks and Grayson.
Okay, that's the difference, but you brought him up in reference to bringing somebody back to life in past.
How does the Qigong work, Bertrand? How does it work, Bertrand? Tell us how the Qigong works, Bertrand.
Okay, the Qigong works from inside out, but you have to, a matter of... skeletal alignment, and then...
So it's from boron amino-chelated condition? Oh, okay. We understand that.
That's an interesting reference there, buddy, with the boron. Amino-chelated reference.
That happens.
Yes.
That happens sometimes. Okay. So now go back to what he was about, to what you about. That's what you about. Well, let's say the difference. Permission to speak freely. What you got going on makes our TT harder than what Rickson had going on, because what you got going on becomes prolific. You understand prolific?
Yes.
Tell us what prolific means.
You want the Webster dictionary? I just know it's, super. Prolific to me is
super, no.
But I will.
We like your world. We like your world. We ain't mad. We ain't mad. You mad? Okay.
Prolific is super for me.
So what you're trying to say is you're representing Genesis 14, 18 through 20. Is that what you're trying to say?
I was 14, 18 through 20. I was just looking at that this week or last week.
No, say it's not so. Tell us it ain't true. Mercy, Lord.
Genesis 14, 18 through... Yeah. Melchizedek. Mm-hmm. You were speaking with that with...
Melchizedek. You were referencing with Eben. Melchizedek.
The king of Salem. Okay, let's pull this back real quick. Are you saying that Qigong is referencing Melchizedek? It's for some reason this. Is this a digression,
man? It's the devolution to Canaanite religion. That's what the Qigong represents.
Qigong represents the devolution from Canaanite religion.
Yep. Get a job. Da 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 da. Get a job. Da 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 da.
Does that mean that Canaanite religion is very powerful then?
She's on base.
She's on base.
Some people say Qigong's not powerful. Others don't agree. What do you think, Bertrand?
Well, I've always been the one, that believed in it, and since engaging you, you've solidified that. So that's interesting. But Qigong is canine religion, Canaanite religion? Did I hear that correctly?
Yep, you did. Where do they pull from?
What do they pull from?
Psalms 110:4.
Qigong in the Bible, Ian, is that what you're referencing?
It is. And Hebrews 5:6-11, and then Hebrews 6:20. And it goes all the way into 7:28, but it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Did you say Psalms 110:4?
Yes, we did.
Is Mikija Zek a representation in the Bible of Qigong? Is that what you're pointing to, I?
El Alien. God Most High.
Okay, but real quick, back to the Canaanites. Those are the giants.
Exactly. That's what Qigong represents, is all power. What's Qigong mean, honey bunny?
Well, according to the Chinese, it's hard work, energy work. But
that's Genesis 17. That's Hebrews 7:1-10. That's Matthew 22:43. That's the essence of the Hebrews 7:3. That's the girth of Revelation 19:11 and Revelation 19:16. That's Isaiah 9:6. That's 1 Timothy 2:5. Duh. Yes, baby. It still goes back to tears. It still goes back to tears. Don't fuck
this
up.
Goes back to tears.
This is about
tears.
Tears. Tears. Tears. Yes. You understand, they fix and start selling tears for dope. You ever seen anybody dope sick?
Yeah, I have my experience of seeing dope sick people, unfortunately, but yes,
okay.
I have.
Well, you're fixing to see a new level of dope sick. The highest high that a human being could ever find or fund. From an Angel Jones and from salt. And the tears of the righteous. You've never seen nothing like it. Never. Have you seen anything like it? So now, angels from the realms of glory are going to come to this earth to dispel issues from a Shekinah glory. They'll do anything. Did you see the preacher reference to the mama saying, what will you do? Bring my baby back to life, and then they say, I'll do anything. And the mama said, anything. Did you see that preacher?
Yeah, that's a long time. You referenced that a long time ago. I remember you. Yeah.
We put it on the Goober Snitch. We put it on the Goober Snitcher. Did you see it? It's pretty referenced. It's a reference. It's AMC, preacher, I'll do anything. That's from his mama.
I'll have to go look at that, but I remember you referenced that to me a long time ago to watch that, about that.
Anything for you do, I'll do anything if you'll stay with me. And the mama says, anything? And her anything meant you got to bring me souls. I say, yo, bitch, but I want souls in exchange. That's anything. And so you have to be careful what you agree to. So get back to the tears. Get back to the condition. Get back to the angels from the realms of glory. Find out what Shekinah glory applies to. Look up your references. Do your homework. Oh, no. Forget all that. Dimitri gonna do the homework. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, Dimitri. Demetri's gonna do all the homework. He's so good. He did find that whole article from 1965 or 42 or 53 or something. He found that he's trying to make up.
He still got a little way to go. He just made one step forward. Yeah. He still got a little bit to go now.
So maybe he should write a dissertation on the Shekinah glory and how that applies. And we'll check with him and see how he figured that out, huh?
Yeah. I understand. Sit back real quick. Hey, dope sick, but you were saying that the tears are for angels, but are we talking about we're going to see more angels that are dope sick? Is that what you're saying? Or people?
Well, computer says yes. You won't be able to tell the difference. Honey, if you ain't fucking them, you're not going to be able to tell the difference.
Okay.
Hey, in Ring 1, when the angels release the wind, is that what the seventh seal?
Yeah, sort of.
Mm.
And that hasn't happened yet?
Well, if you read Ezekiel, then most certainly has.
Is that when Trump gets to be viceroy?
That's why Karen.
How does that relate to the seventh trump?
How does that relate to the seventh
trumpet? Don't interrupt. How does that relate to the seventh trumpet?
Karen's going to have a hard time traveling, just so you know. So good.
Trump as the seventh seal?
We're going to send AM to come get her ass when it's time. When she really, really, really wants to go, we'll send AM to come get her.
What about the seventh
trumpet
and Trump? Is he part of the seventh seal? The wind's unleashing?
Yeah, but we don't want to make that be a big deal.
Mm.
Okay, thank
why
you
would
much,
he make that be a bit?
Thanks, Bob.
Why would you make? No, he thanks, ain't Bob. Done. He not through. Fuck, he not through. Stop. That was good for you. He ain't even got it. He ain't got his dick wet yet. What are you talking about? He's got more things.
Bert has no more things to say. He's done.
The seven seal cues the seven angelic trumpeters, who in turn cue the seven bowl judgment and more cataclysmic event. That's what Bert was trying to allude to.
See how I got us to the conclusion, Bert?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I know where
it involves the first ring.
Yeah. I got him off the first ring. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Bert.
What's the name of the seven fallen angels?
Uncle Stiltskin.
No. Lucifer, Mammon, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Beelzebub, and Satan, Belphegor.
Dagon, Beliah, Beelzebub, Moloch, and Chemosh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Nick. Is that you, Nick?
Hello, Bob. Hello,
yeah,
Aaron.
Got any questions?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Is that you, Gene?
Hello?
You got any questions?
Hey, baby.
I've got more revelation. Hi, Ion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Seraphim. Mm-hmm.
Seraphim, are they angel-human hybrids?
That's the highest angelic class. They're the caretakers of God's throne. They're the caretakers of God's throne. And that has to protect you from your position of being a crybaby.
how do they distinguish them from the elders? The seraphim ion.
They're completely different. The elders aren't angelic. The elders are not angelic.
Okay.
But now you had other, now wait, now we're not trying to change your mind. We're just trying to keep you on topic. So what's your topic? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we just segued straight into my topic. I'm still on the angelic host.
Imagine that.
However, I went through Revelation 23. I'm up to verse 9. And now there's many angles. Now I have a number of questions that aren't entirely angelic hosts. But you know this.
Oh, well, maybe we will see. We'll see. We'll see what this has to do with the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. Well, first, I want to make some statements, and then I'd like you to correct them.
Oh, please don't save. Please don't save us. You're so good at saving people. It just tears us out of the frame. Please try not to save us, but make your statements.
Well, I'm not looking to save anyone but myself, Ion. This is my own.
We can't tell.
You can't tell? There's been no improvement whatsoever.
Well, it depends on the day. Sometimes, yes, you're the queen incarnate. And then sometimes it's like, God damn, what the hell? What kind of horse shit has she been eating this week? It's like, golly Pete. It's like, okay, so it's like, one step forward and two steps back, and then we get it, then we don't, then we own, then we, and then you start jumping in there, trying to taking the least in the kingdom, trying to make them the king of something. They don't even know who they are. So, Diane.
Thank you. God, thank you.
A bad place.
That's perfect. I've had a taste of what it feels like. You described that some of us just get a little taste, and so I know I can't hold on to it yet. I have yet to hold on to it. That has nothing to do with whether I can or I cannot.
You're doing good. Just stop engaging everybody else in the conversation. Don't feel compelled. That mother figure that comes out trying to save people, they're not interested, they don't care, you're not helping them, you're diluting you, you're not enhancing them. And you say, oh, well, look at it this way, oh, well, do this, and then they're like going, why am I listening to you? What's up? Are you it? Are you that? The knacker is better displayed on pearls on a hank around your neck rather than before the swine.
Thank you again. All right.
That'll hit you about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I picked up a little bit right now.
We just cleaned up so you make it easy, because we don't want you to have a position where you feel compelled that if they don't make it, that's your fault. Because it's not.
No.
And you go, oh, I know that. Then why the fuck are you going to put all this energy into something that don't matter anyway? Bert don't care.
There's very little pleasure left in holding on to them until they're gone as well.
Whatever that means, yep.
Yeah.
Poor Todd.
Oh, I have no idea about Todd.
I know, that's why we said poor Todd.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. He is making his choices, Ion. He's making his choices.
And we support that. Just don't save him. You'll be all right.
No problem.
Good.
All right. Can we get down to business? Or is there more for me?
We are. We have already.
Do I just need to get an adjustment from a chiropractor?
Why? What's wrong with you?
Just kind of the strange feeling in my lower back pelvis area.
No. You don't need no adjustment. That'll just mess you up. You need to find out. Have you heard the recording, Burning in the Belly?
Hey, were you doing Revelation, Gene?
Yes.
Well, get on it. Time's running out.
All right. Thank you, Ann. All right. Burning in the belly
is the explanation of what you're going through. Your lower horror is starting to stir the empire, striking back.
whether you noticed or not, this is what we're talking about. So if you want it to get so bad that you want to cry, we will make it so bad that you will cry, and then you'll be having a different conversation. Just saying.
Get to the revelations, Gene.
Key 8.
Stop talking about yourself.
Key 8. Okay. All right. Now, I want to just lay out the sequences of events as I, so far, and I'd like you to correct the statement or just approve the statement. All right? The first war is when man separated from his power.
No. The first war was in heaven.
Yes.
Between the angels. Didn't have anything to do with humans at all. Go ahead.
So the first war, all right, okay. The first war began before the physical body was created from the dust of the earth.
That's correct. Adam and Steve.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the seat of the right hand of God is empty, and Lucifer gets pissed, and he and his legion start fighting with the other two-thirds of the angels.
Correct, because Lucifer said, I'm the pretty one. I should sit next to you. I should sit at your right hand, God. Come on, you my nigger. Come on, my nigger. I'll be your nigger. I'm going to sit next to you. And Jesus and God said, no, you're going to sit one over. But my son's going to sit here. And he's like, what's up, my nigger? And no. And then it started a war. Because Gabriel and the rest of them, Michael, said, shut the fuck up. You don't run this. You don't run nothing. Who the fuck? We've been listening to your bitch ass for a million years, goddammit. We're sick of your shit. Fuck you.
Okay.
No, we're going to fight. We're going to be beefing. We're going to beef. And so they went to beefing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, then the more man separated from his power, with the onset of the printing press, it brings on the...
No, the man separate. No, it started before that. They embraced their power. They separated because they were disobedient. Then God said, all right, no problem. You're going to get this one way or the other. And so another generation, another generation, another generation, another generation, another up to where we are right now, where the humans are going to come into their place of power or not. And it keeps getting wider, deep and wide, deep and wide, deep and wide, and to the point where God says, okay, enough. Those that get it, got it. Those that don't, don't. There's enough genetic material or regular DNA to prove that the cyclical transponded position of DNA for 144,000 double helix strands, that much material exists. Take that which you will.
And it's just spread out amongst all the generations.
It's like Johnny Appleseed shitting Appleseed, isn't it?
Okay. All right, so, but the more the man separated from his power, that's what brought on the influence of the Dark Soul and the Second War.
No, that was always the place. It's just more pertinent now because you have a larger gathering to potentially follow. There's so much genetic material spread out all over the earth. Who needs 7 trillion or billion, gazillion, whatever the fuck the number is? It's kind of ridiculous to us. How many people there are on the planet, for God's sake, can expect bread, milk, and honey tonight for supper? It's crazy.
Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm beginning to think it just doesn't matter when to specifically place the first war and distinguish it from the second war.
It doesn't, all right. Because they're all the same war. The only war is it's over and you won. We're just trying to convince you. That's all it's up. You won.
Okay.
Congratulations.
All right. Okay, this Dark Soul. Was that when the angels started to be used as thugs, as Bob called them in Revelation?
Basically.
That's
sort of a rough implication, but yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay,
it's close enough.
So essentially, the Dark Soul is little men commanding angels to do dark things to other little men.
No, we'll see how that goes. Dark souls will fuck you up just for dark souls will fuck you up just for fun. You don't have to be directed.
All right, and the American Empire is a dark soul as a plural.
Esoterically, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then distinguish Bob's application as a dark soul from other little men's application of the dark soul.
Herbert Marshall McLuhan. The Marshall McLuhan Foundation and the Church of the Subgenius.
All right. Bob's exposing the dark soul in all of us. Using McLuhan.
He is the dark soul. He is the dark soul in all of you.
Yes, okay. Oh,
Haven't you heard him on Tailgate? He indemnifies everything ridiculous regarding us.
All right. So now compare the dark soul to the tech body.
Oh, tech body's gonna fuck y'all to death. I hope y'all like fucking, cause y'all finna get fucked.
And the dark soul doesn't fuck you to death?
It will. It will. But it's you can't smell bad, and you gotta be relatively attractive, and you gotta be willing, you know, corporeally. You have to be corporeally acceptable, and, you know, there's
okay.
a lot of rules and regulations. For dark
right.
soul fucking, if you make dark soul fucking, you've hit the top of the mark, you see.
Got it. Can you distinguish dark soul fucking from tech body fucking?
Marquis de Sade with a beer back of Caligula.
Okay. All right.
Yay!
Thank you, Ion!
No tears. No tears in heaven. Don't talk shit about us. We can hear you.
Well, let's finish this.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.